And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
And you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is deeper understanding. Each of my guests will give us a deeper understanding of their subject. My next guest is one of the country's leading authorities on riverboat travel, both in this country and abroad. He works with AMA Waterways, one of the largest waterway tour providers in the country. He's going to tell us where the bargains are for this upcoming summer travel season and how to maximize them using the internet. And if you have questions about travel, if you want to call in and ask a question for this about travel this summer, you can call us at 639-0008. Gary Murphy is Vice President of National Accounts for AMA Waterways, a tour provider based in Chatsworth, California, that's focused primarily on European river cruises. He was previously president of Brendan, one of the premier tour operators in the travel industry that was founded by his father, Jimmy Murphy, way back in 1968. AMA Waterways owns and operates 11 ships and provides river cruises all over continental Europe, including Russia. While attending college, Gary was a reservations agent at Brendan. After completing his BA in economics at California State University Northridge, he joined IBM's international marketing division. Realizing that travel business was his true interest, Gary relocated to London as a travel coordinator for TourWise London, managing all the meet and greet services. Gary returned to Brendan in 1986 as a sales manager for the San Diego County office and was soon promoted to the national sales manager, building Brendan's sales team. In 1994, Gary accepted the position of Vice President of Marketing and Sales for a startup airline in Miami. Asked for a successful tenure with Miami Air, Gary returned to Brendan as Vice President, and then Gary was promoted to President and CEO back in 2000. Welcome to the show, Gary. How are you?
I'm very well, Bill. Where did you get all that information?
Just a ton of information on you. Well, you've got a very impressive resume, and so I just wanted to get it out there. You are definitely a subject matter expert when it comes to travel. And so some of my listeners may not have made their travel plans for this summer yet. So is it too late to take advantage of travel bargains overseas?
No, it's not. I planned my vacation, my family vacation, just a couple of weeks ago. It's just you have to have some alternative plans, be open to suggestion. You know, if you want to go out and say, I just want to go here, you may be a bit limited. But if you pick like three destinations and then you do a little research on the internet and, you know, sort of bouncing that information you find off on a retail travel agent, there are some excellent deals still out there.
The
economy, Bill, is still a little soft. It's much better, travel's much better than it has been in the last 2 or 3 years. But there's still deals to be had.
Are you seeing a resurgence in foreign travel recently, Gary?
Well, you know, it's interesting you ask, Bill. I just had a lunch meeting with a guy named Bert Accomando. And Bert is Aer Lingus Vacations. He also handles Italian packages. He's, you know, he moves around 50,000 people to Ireland a year.
Wow.
And what Bert is finding is, tourism to Ireland is very, very strong. And tourism to Europe, because people are looking for deals and are looking for package travel. And so what people like Bird or even AMA Waterways on our river cruise lines, we go out and we put deals together with the airlines and we, you know, at soft departures, we go out and market them and hopefully pick up a bit of business. But because of the depreciation of the value of the dollar, hotels and airlines and car rental companies will go to sort of aggregators, people that put all the different components together and then go out with the pricing of the complete package, because that way the hotel, you don't see the true cost of the hotel room, you don't see the true cost of the airline ticket, you don't see the true cost of the car rental. It's a package, you can't break apart the components, so it's a way of the hotel sort of holding their price integrity without them telling you how much they're actually discounting their room.
All right, we're talking to Gary Murphy. And Gary, that's very interesting because you hit at one of the big fundamental questions that I have for this summer's travel overseas, and that is the weak dollar. The Fed has a weak dollar policy right now. They're keeping interest rates low. They're printing lots and lots of money. The euro has gained steadily against the dollar for the past 12 months. So, you know, you say that these packagers, these consolidators are putting together packages like that. But once you get in country, you still have to buy food. You still have to buy souvenirs. Some of the tours of the surrounding areas may be included. Some of them aren't. Your dollar just isn't going as far. Can you do as much overseas, particularly in Europe today, as you could maybe last summer?
Well, you know, Bill, I hate to challenge you on this one point, but the dollar, you know, appreciated greatly. But price has, you know, price or cost have little to do sometimes with pricing. And what's happening in Europe, especially in, you know, you could talk about Greece, you can talk about Spain and Portugal, you can talk about Ireland, their economy has been heavily impacted. Unemployment is very high. You know, the hotel rooms are empty. So even though the dollar has weakened by, let's say, 20% in the last 12 months, the prices have lowered in these destinations because of the competition to try to get tourists into their country as opposed to going to Greece or other areas. The tourist offices, for example, are even putting more money into marketing to try to get the consumer over there because the prices are discounted once you arrive. So even though the dollar has gone up by, you know, has depreciated by 20%, the pricing in the hotels and everything else has dropped by more than that amount, and so there's still deals to be had. If you can understand, a lot of these hotels have been taken over by banks, and the banks, all they want is cash flow. So they're discounting their rooms just to get people into the hotel. Now, if you're a hotelier down the street and you don't have a financial problem, you're having to reduce your pricing to compete with, they call them ghost hotels, because you have to get the passengers into your room as opposed to your competition's room. And so, yes, the dollar has plummeted in value, but so has the pricing of a lot of the packages over into Europe.
Now, that is encouraging news, Gary. I'm glad that you said that, because that makes it all very clear to me now. But you brought up the PIG countries. For those of you who don't know, PIG is an acronym. It stands for Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Greece, and Spain. All of those countries have had their financial woes in the last year. We've even seen film clips of rioting in the streets of Greece. So I guess my first question is, as you look at those PIG countries where the values have gone down, is it safe to travel in those countries given the economic chaos that's going on over there?
Yes. Now, I feel very comfortable traveling these parts of the world. I think there's challenges wherever you travel. You just have to be aware of what's going on. And quite often, just like I'll never forget when we had the rioting here in Los Angeles, I don't know, was it 20 years ago? I can't remember.
A little bit longer than that, but go on.
But a lot of people weren't coming to California.
You know, that's right.
They weren't going to San Francisco, and they weren't going to San Diego. So you just, when there's events like this happening in different parts of the world, you do avoid those areas. Now, I think Spain and Italy and all those countries, even Greece and Athens, there are areas there I feel very, very comfortable with, the tourist area. Americans are very welcome in all those countries, and they want our dollars. They need our spend to help stimulate their economy.
Without a doubt.
Now, certain other parts of the world, yeah, I you know, a lot of the countries in some parts of the world right now I may avoid, but the PIG countries, it's interesting. There's some great deals over there, and you know, if you go to an educated retail travel agency, you know, for example, Santa Barbara Travel, they've got some great, knowledgeable people in there that can point you in the right direction, and they ferret out that information, you know, telling you what's true and what's false. I can put out a marketing piece, and you know, the consumer will look at it, but it's great to bounce that marketing piece off a retail travel agent, and they will, you know, punch holes in the areas that if you're not being completely truthful, and they'll say, yes, this is a good deal. So they're sort of like the referee between the supplier and the consumer.
It's funny that you should mention Santa Barbara Travel. Two locations to serve you, one here on Telegraph Road in Ventura, another on State Street up in Santa Barbara as well. Now, Gary, what is the most popular country in Europe right now for vacationers? And I'm talking about world vacationers, not just U.S. vacationers. Does one country or another stand out more than the others?
You know, Italy is always one of the top destinations in the world. You know, it has the food, it has the beautiful coastline, it has a phenomenal history. So that seems always to be the number one country. Then right after that, it's France. I mean, even all with all the different challenges we have and different images we paint over, you know, our relationship with France, it is a delightful destination. All through Provence, you know, Paris is one of the most beautiful cities, the city of lights. So those destinations still are tremendous draws. Where we are finding at AMA Waterways is becoming a sort of a destination that's being rediscovered is Germany. Our ship's cruise on the Rhine, some of the itineraries we have, and people are just captivated by those Hansel and Gretel, those little towns that are bordering the Rhine or the Moselle that really make people feel they're in a special destination. And, you know, our business is, we are doing phenomenally well over the last 4 years. The river cruising business has bucked the trend of, you know, of softness and demand. So we're pleased to be in this demographic.
Oh, that is good. And it's interesting that Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany is here in the United States meeting with President Barack Obama as we speak, as a matter of fact. And I'm sure I'd love to be a fly on the wall to hear her behind closed doors pleading with Barack Obama to strengthen the dollar so that we'd get more tourists over there. But that being said, I love your business and the specialty niche that you have carved out, Gary, and that is European river cruises. Now, that is really an underdeveloped or unexploited area. So talk to me a little bit, first of all, what's so special about a European river cruise?
Well, our president, Rudy Schreiner, you know, again, from Southern California, a founding president of Viking River Cruises. He was vice president at UniWorld before he started up AMA Waterways. Is extremely knowledgeable man. He's Austrian. And he designed these ships just for the the U.S. marketplace. So with larger cabins, with beautiful bathrooms that you love to have at home, with, you know, delightful dining experiences, computers in every cabin, you know, bicycles, they can go exploring along the banks of the river in these beautiful bike paths. And so what people are discovering is that you wake up in the morning, you're in this beautiful destination, you have all everything included, all your sightseeing, you go ashore, you come back, walk back onto the ship, the ships dock in the most historical parts of the city, and you wake up the next day, you're in someplace else. So you're not unpacking and packing every day. Most of the traveling is done at night. You know, during lunch sometimes we cruise. So people are just discovering river cruising in the last 10 years. And it's the fastest growing area in the travel business. Now, it is a small niche, as you said, Bill, but it's a growing niche. And it's getting a lot of the attention of the bigger cruise lines now because there's this little tiny cruise companies taking a little tiny bite out of their big ship market, and so they're keeping an eye on us.
All right, well, and that's good. We're talking to Gary Murphy, who's the vice president over at AMA Waterways. Gary, what is it about tourists that wants them to they gravitate towards these river cruises as compared to, say, the traditional bus tour that one takes in Europe? What's different there?
Well, right now, one of the attractions is, you know, the pricing and the all-inclusivity. Another point is just the standard of the ships themselves, you know, beautiful, beautiful accommodations, and the accessibility to these great cities that were built on the rivers of Europe. If you look at the great cities of Europe, they're all built on the rivers because the rivers were the highways of years gone by. And the most historical part of the city is on the river because the city grew out from the river. So when you dock on a river cruise ship, you're in the best location possible. On a coach tour, the buses can't get into many of the areas where our ships dock because they're cobblestone streets. They're built before a car was even imagined, and they're built for walking. So, I mean, people like that accessibility, and you're only traveling with 150 passengers, so you don't overwhelm any port that you're pulling into. It's not like a gigantic ship with 3,000 to 4,000 passengers. When you enter Ville de France, you're overtaking that town itself with all those passengers. River cruising, it's a delightful way of just sort of researching, or I should say, discovering these beautiful cities like Vienna or Budapest or Amsterdam, even Paris on the Seine or down through Provence. That's what's attracting people to river cruising.
We're talking to Gary Murphy, and Gary, in that answer, you touched on something that I think is one of the more appealing parts of river cruising, and that's the fact that it's more intimate than other forms of European travel. Talk to me about that.
Well, it's interesting. I just got off a river cruise on the Moselle. It's probably my favorite river right now, through Germany that goes up towards France. And I was talking to some passengers, and what their comments were that even when you're on a ship with 2,000 or 3,000 people, because there's so many people, it's almost harder to meet people. When you're on a ship of 150 people, after a week, you've developed some very good friendships. You're traveling with people with like interests. They are well-traveled. So you can also get into venues that the bigger ships wouldn't even try to attempt. We go, in Würzburg, for example, we go into a cellar there that's one of the oldest wine cellars in the world. It's over 100 feet deep in the Würzburg Bishop Palace, and we do a wine tasting of these Franconian wines, and the room is illuminated by over 800 different candles.
Wow.
You can do that when you have a smaller ship. You cannot do things like that when you're traveling with 5,000 people, because you'd only a small percentage of them could even get into the wine cellar itself. So we try to get people sort of get their hands on the destination themselves, get them into sort of behind the ropes types of experiences, and you can do that when your ship only has 150 people on it.
That you can. We're talking to Gary Murphy of AMA Waterways, their river tours, and Gary, one of the big things that people always consider when it comes to a cruise is the cuisine. So talk to me about the food on board these river cruises.
Well, again, we are buying produce in the cities that we're stopping in. We have fresh fish delivered to the ship three times a week. Our wines are from local vineyards along the river that have delightful wines, and these are included, delightful wines that they keep from themselves. You know, in the United States, we think, oh, German wines, are the Rieslings too sweet? Well, the ones they send over here may be, but the ones they have over in Germany are delightful. They have beautiful Pinots. So we're getting our produce and all the, you know, local ingredients. And on river cruising, the dining experiences are, you know, it's a five-course meal, multiple different options on the menu. But with AMA Waterways, at the bottom of every menu, no matter what part of the world you're going with, you'll always see a grilled steak, you'll always see a grilled chicken, just in case there's something on there that doesn't excite your palate.
Wow, you've got my mouth drooling just thinking about all of that food, Gary. Now, just Gary, we've only got about a minute left, so in that time that's remaining, what's your favorite city in all of Europe? If you had to pick one, and I'm going to pin you down to just one city, what would that be?
You know what? I truly love Budapest, and I know you asked me for one, but I really enjoy Budapest. It's a delightful city in Hungary. It was one time the head of the Holy Roman Empire. It's phenomenal history there, and the people are extremely welcoming, and the food is just great.
Yeah, it is. And it's funny that you should pick Budapest, because it's actually two cities in one. There's Buda and there's Pest, divided by a river. It's interesting. You got two cities in there even without knowing it. We've been talking to Gary Murphy, his vice president at AMA Waterways. Gary, if people are interested and want to learn more about AMA Waterways, they want to learn more about you, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
You mentioned earlier, Santa Barbara Travel, we work very, very well with them. They've got some phenomenal specials from us right now. Phenomenal specials for this November, some wine cruises we're working with them on. So they're a great location to go to. You know, if you go on the internet, they have a great website, Santa Barbara Travel, and they have all our contact information. Or you can go to our website, which is amawaterways.com. That's AMAWATERWAYS.com.
AmaWaterways.com. Well, Gary, that one final question before I do let you go, that brings up an interesting point. You like to work with local retail travel agents. Can they book through you directly if they choose to?
They can, but they do not get any price benefit. I mean, yes, we love to have the people come to us directly, but the honest truth is, I personally, when I travel, I like working with a travel agent because they think of the things you do not think of. They are professionals, and that's what they do for a living, is they just sell travel. So you can reach us through Santa Barbara Travel, or you can go on our website directly.
That is great information. We've been talking with Gary Murphy, Vice President of AMA Waterways. Gary, thank you so much for being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Great. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.